I want you to get your Bibles. The team is going to stay up here because we're going to worship the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes in trying to get God to do things for us, and notice I said trying, somewhere in our Christian experience, among all of the facets that are involved in our relationship with the Lord, we still feel like we have to prompt Him to help us. But He wants to help us. He has made provision to help us. One of the things that is missing from our lives, I believe, and I shared with the team this morning, I really believe the church has missed the praise part of our relationship with the Lord, the facet of praise. And the best way to learn about that is to find out from His Word where to praise Him and then why to praise Him. Today, I want you to get what you need from God, but begging Him for it and just doing a bunch of religious calisthenics is not going to get God to answer prayer for you. Coming to church is going to be the most boring thing for you if you only come and sort of listen to the music and sing along a little bit and hear 4 points and have prayer and go home. This thing is a day-to-day relationship. Let's look at what the scripture says about praising the Lord. Are you ready? Psalm 150. If you have your Bible, go to it. I want you to mark in it because I want us to understand He tells us where to praise the Lord. He tells us what to praise the Lord with, and He tells us what to praise Him for. So He tells us where, with what, and what for. Praise the Lord. Read it with me. Praise the Lord. Now, if you're reading in NIV, you'll notice there's a little notation by the word praise the Lord. The original word there, it's, I don't know if you'll recognize it or not, but it's a word called hallelujah. Hallelujah only appears 40-something times in the Bible. But the translation of that word, hallelujah, appears, are you ready for this? 1,686 times in the scripture. Translated praise. Praise the Lord. Read it. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Now, if we flip back to Psalm 148, the Bible says, the Lord looks down from His sanctuary. So His sanctuary is wherever He is. So that means since we're here, we're going to praise Him here. And watch this. I'm going to praise Him. Read it. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with, everybody say with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and the lyre. Praise Him with the timbrel and. Why is it we hear people talk about, oh, before I got saved, I went and I used to love to dance. And ladies and gentlemen, when I got saved, I didn't stop dancing. I just changed dance halls. Praise Him with the timbrel and dancing. Read, praise Him with the strings. Play on the strings. Yeah, turn it on where we can hear. Praise Him with the strings. Praise Him with the strings. Praise Him with the strings. Thank you. He says, praise Him with the strings and pipe and praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Turn His cymbals up. Turn them up. How many of you remember how folks used to think it was evil to have drums in the church? Well, how are you going to feel that way when he says, praise him with the clash of cymbals? Praise him with resounding cymbals. Wow. Now, some of you are going, but I don't play strings. I don't play keys. I don't play the drums. He says, I got one for you. Look at verse number 6. Read it loud. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you have breath?
Yes.
Praise him.
Yes.
Not because he needs it, because you need it.
Amen.
I like the way Eugene Peterson writes this. He says, hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it again.
Hallelujah.
Say it again.
Hallelujah.
You need to say it every time you come in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Make noise in the sanctuary. He says, he translates Psalm 150 like this. Praise God in his holy house of worship. Praise him under the open skies. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his magnificent greatness. Praise him with a blast on the trumpet. Praise him by strumming soft strings. Do it. Do what you were doing again. D. Doesn't have to be loud every time. Sometimes it's gentle. Thank you. Praise him by strumming soft strings. Praise him with the what? What is that? Do you remember seeing them on the chuck? What if somebody came in church with those and started clacking them together? We'd go, my God, I can't praise God with all that clacking going on. He says, praise him with that. And dance. What? You haven't danced before the Lord for years. One of the problems is we only wait until we get a church to do it. Dance at home. Dance outside for him. Places we go run, people out there in there, you can tell they're listening to music. And some of them are going, oh, yes. I'm thinking, please just listen and don't say. And they're going, ladies and gentlemen, if they're going to do that with that kind of music and then some of the other stuff that they blast out that's using blasphemy and just unbelievable words, I'm going to praise him out loud. I'm going to jack up the volume. Praise him with the banjo and the flute. Praise him with cymbals and a big bass drum. Oh, you know that bass? I've had folks say to me, do it again. Keep doing it. You know what? Play the bass. Play it with it. Turn the bass up, Audie. Oh, you know, I've had them say up here on the stage, Dr. Burrell, I just can't sing with that vibration going on the floor. That just really bothers me. He said, praise him with a big bass drum. It ought to rock your world. Thank you. Praise ought to rock your world. I've been at places where they've had music going and it just shaking everything, and I've turned to my wife and said, that's how church ought to be. Praise him with fiddles and mandolin. Every living, breathing creature, praise God. Say it. Hallelujah. Well, my goodness. And then I thought of Psalm 56. Read this with me. In God, whose word I praise. In the Lord, whose word I praise. I praise Him for His word. I thank You for Your word. I thank You, Heavenly Father. Do you realize when you say, Father, I thank You for Your greatness. I thank You for the power that You have. I thank You for Your word. Did you know you're testifying? Every time you praise, you're testifying. Say, I'm testifying. When you praise God, Father, thank You for Your word, the devil is going, they believe what he said. See, he doesn't want you to believe what he said. When you praise Him, you declare your faith and trust in what He says. In God, whose word I praise. In the Lord, whose word I praise. Do you know when David wrote that? He wrote that when the enemy was surrounding him. And they were making plans to skin him alive. And he praises the Lord. Do you know why? He said, God, You're going to bring me out and You're going to destroy my enemy, and God did. Wow. So when I praise, what do? When I praise, it reinforces our mind on God, and it connects my heart with Him. Are you listening? Read it with me. Praise refocuses our minds on God and connects our heart with His. Man, because he goes, when you're praising, he goes, they're talking to me. They're talking to me. They're talking to me. Secondly, praise fosters an awareness of God's presence with me. Not just out there, but His presence with me. Praise fosters, man. I told you the other week I was praying about a particular thing. I said, Lord, what is the matter? Why am I not getting through? He said, because you're focused more on this thing you're praying about than you are me. If you get your mind off that and get your mind on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace and I'll take care of that. Do you know what? He is doing it right now as we speak. Hasn't he already handled most of it right now? Oh my goodness. And I change my prayer to praise. It fosters an awareness of God's presence with us. Praise pushes worry into the background. Oh Lord, what are my kids going to do? What about my children? Oh Lord, what about my job? Oh Lord, what about the country? Oh Lord, praise Him. Father, I thank You that the seed of the righteous is blessed. I thank You, Heavenly Father, that my family is in Your hands. Father, I love You. Your acts are so great. You are so wonderful. You are my God. If my kids don't serve You, I'm going to serve You because You are God. God, man. And if they fire me from my job, I thank You, Heavenly Father, You're going to give me another one, or I'll just praise You and You take care of me. Number four, praise reminds us, read it with me, reminds us of who God is and what He has done. When you started singing that song today, I thought about all the people that I have praised God with over the years. Think about the people you praise God with. Think about the things you've seen as you praise the Lord. Think about it. Of all the people you've praised God with, I've praised Him. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. You deserve the praise. And not only that, He deserves it when I'm all by myself. I think there are some times when you're all by yourself and you begin to praise Him. The Lord goes to heaven. She's praising me. Just listen. And then loved ones that are in heaven go, you know, I remember when I was there and I used to praise God all by myself and I felt like nobody was there with me. Oh, man. Are you getting the picture? Are you getting the picture? Praise reminds us of who God is and what He's done. Praise recalls God's past provision. Thus, strengthening our hope in his deliverance. I hope this is making sense to you. The Lord just laid this on my heart, and I jumped up this morning and wrote it down. It causes me to recall God's past provision. I remember God meeting need after need after need after need. Father, I just want to thank you. You want to keep your marriage alive? Talk about your dating days. Talk about when you first met one another. You want to keep the spark in your marriage? Talk about the first time you kissed one another. Oh, Pastor, I can't believe you talk about that in church. Oh, get out of here. Think about it. Talk about it. Don't ever tell you folks when that happens. Don't ever tell. Praise recalls God's past provision, and it strengthens our hope in his deliverance. Father, I thank you for what you've done for me in the past. David said, Lord, you've delivered me before, you're going to deliver me again. Number 6, read it with me. Praise declares our dependence on God, and it counteracts fear. Read it again. Praise declares our dependence on God, counteracting fears. You can't fear and praise at the same time. You can't believe and doubt at the same time. So today, when we sing, I want you to pray. I don't want it to be about singing with the team. I want you to sing to him. And sometimes praise is just being quiet and just humming before him and just waving your hands. You can do it with your voice. You can do it with your hands. You can do it with your feet. You can do it with an instrument. Your focus is on him. Number 7, praise creates an eternal perspective. It's not just about now. I'm more than a conqueror yesterday. I'm more than a conqueror today. And I'm more than a conqueror tomorrow. And it creates God's peace in us. So that means whatever I come up against, I win. Whatever I come up against, I win. And when I think about that, buddy, does it. This boy get happy. My goodness. It creates an eternal perspective, creating God's peace in us. Read it. Praise births God's joy in our heart. Do you know joy is confidence that it's going to happen? God has never wondered if something's going to happen. God's joy, God's confidence in my heart. Wow. That's why when something comes up, I praise him for telling me what to do. Because, ladies and gentlemen, getting an answer from God doesn't mean I suddenly start spouting out scripture and declaring things. Sometimes it means I get alone with God and find out what the will of God is about this thing. Because remember this, repeat it after me. Faith begins where the will of God is known. I need to find out his specific direction for this thing. So it births God's joy in my heart. Lastly, are you ready? Where's my number 9? Did it go away? Thank you. Praise reminds us, read it, reminds us of one of the purposes for which man was created, bringing fulfillment. God created us to praise him. Did you hear me? God created us for praise. Let me tell you this before we sing. Come, team. Everybody look this way. Why did God create me for praise? In heaven, one day, Lucifer said, whoa. All of this is about Jehovah. Well, wait. I want this to be about me. Did you hear me? What got Satan in trouble was he wanted it to be about him. If you want to get in trouble, make your praise about you. Oh, he was thrown out of heaven because he tried to take over because he wanted it to be about him. So do you know what God did? He created me and you to get into the devil's ear and say, it's not about you. It's not about you. That drives the enemy just mad. It's not about you. It's about him. Why? It's not because he needs it. It's because it's the truth. He's a creator. He's all there is. That's why I don't fear viruses or economic collapses, because he is my provider. He has been, he is, and he always will be. But what if you die, Dr. Burrell? What if I die? I'm going to heaven. Bless my heart. I'm going to the place that is more real than here. How much have you been praising him? How much have you've been thinking too much about your job, too much about your finances, too much about your family, too much about stuff going on in the world, and the Heavenly Father's going, whoa, I'm up here, I'll help you. Now this is not an exhaustive study about praise. It's just very elementary. But ladies and gentlemen, until we start praising him again, you're not gonna see any miracles in your life. It opens the door to miracles. Amen. I want you to start with that very first song, and I don't want you to think that, Lord Jesus, I know all that's going on at home. Don't even say that. Lord, this is all about you. Right now, there's nothing but me and you. It's just me and you. I want you to stand. I want you to sit. I want you to praise. I want you to glow. I want you to kneel down. Don't let tiredness in your body get in the way of praise. I want you to get in the most comfortable position to praise the Lord this morning. This is about him. This is about him. Everybody say, this is about him. Father, we offer you now sacrifices of praise, which means it's especially prepared for you for this moment. And these are anointed people that are leading us. Your anointing's on them. And Father, we're going to usher in your presence with praise today. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for joining our service today. If you'd like to donate, we have many ways for you to give. You can text Zion and the amount to 73256. Visit us online at zionca.org or send by mail to Zion Christian Assembly, 258 Beartooth Parkway, Suite 130, Dawsonville, Georgia, 30534. For more resources and information on our church, visit zionca.org.